Introduction. Oakland, California, February 10, 1887. To Elder Butler, Battle Creek, Michigan. Dear brother, the matter of the law in Galatians, which received some attention at the late General Conference, has been upon my mind a good deal, and doubtless many have thought of it, since then more than before. I very much regretted that every moment of time was so occupied that we could have no conversation upon the subject. It is true the matter was discussed to a very limited extent in the meetings of the Theological Committee, but of course the little that could be said under the circumstances was not sufficient to give any satisfaction to any party concerned. I know that you are at all times exceedingly busy, and I myself have no time to squander, but this matter is of very great importance, and has received so much attention that it cannot by any possibility be ignored now. You remember that I stated that there were some points in your pamphlet which seemed to me to indicate that you had misunderstood my position. I therefore wish to note a few of them. Before taking up any of the details, I wish to say first that, as I assured you, when in Battle Creek, I have not the slightest personal feeling in this matter. What I have written in the signs has been with the sole design of doing good by conveying instruction on an important Bible subject. I have not written in a controversial manner, but have particularly avoided anything of that nature. It has been my aim on this subject, as well as on others, to write in such a way as not to arouse combativeness in any, but to present simple Bible truth, so that the objections would be taken out of the way before the person could make them. Second, it is not possible that in noting a few of the points in your pamphlet, I could properly present my own position. To do that, I should want to take up the book of Galatians without any reference to what anybody else had said upon it. In my articles in the signs, I have mentioned only a few points that might seem to be objections to the law, and which are often quoted as showing its abolition, to show that they are really the strongest arguments for the perpetuity of the law. I wish to say also that I think great injustice has been done in the allusions that have been made to the instructor lessons. If it were simply injustice to me, it would be a matter of small consequence. But discredit was thrown upon the lessons, which would materially weaken the influence of the important subject upon which they treated, and this too when not a text used in the lessons was given a different application from that which has been held by those at least of our people who have written upon the same subject. Every position taken in those lessons is perfectly in harmony with works published by our people, and may be read therefrom. This was proved before the committee. And I have no knowledge that any different view on any text used in those lessons was ever printed by our people before the appearance of your pamphlet. This being the case, I honestly think that justice demands that on this subject at least the impressions conveyed in your pamphlet should be as publicly corrected. As to the propriety of publishing the matter in the signs when I did, I have nothing to say. Whatever censure is due on that score, I willingly take, as I already have. But I wish to say that nothing that has been said or written has in the least degree shaken my confidence in the truthfulness of what I publish in the signs. Those positions I hold to, and rejoice in today more strongly than ever. I wish also most earnestly to protest against the accusation that I have made the signs, much less the instructor, a medium for taking an unfair advantage of any of our people. Quotations that will appear further on will show that I am not the one who has departed from the standard works of our people.